Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, flipping around the television today, I saw Macaulay Culkin from the Home Alone movies, and it looked like he's about 6'2", so... it's amazing. People do grow up. And I bring that up because that was kind of a whimsical, humorous look at home invasions and safety at home. It's not always funny. In fact, it very seldom is. And our next guest is going to tell us all about that. And that is residential security expert Alan Young, the CEO of Armor Concepts. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Tell us a little bit about home invasions and how they occur. How do people get into homes?
Well, the easiest way and the most common way for someone to get into a home is just to kick in the door. I mean, it sounds barbaric. It sounds way lower tech than a lot of people think about, but they take a step back, they kick in the door. It usually takes them about 10 seconds, and they're in and out of your house in about 5 minutes.
And a security alarm system there does what?
Basically, you know, one of the things that people really need to understand is, you know, while, you know, a proponent of alarm systems don't work until someone's already in your house. So an alarm system actually doesn't do anything until someone's already broken in. And the fact is that, you know, a thief is going to be in and out of your house in you know, less than 5 minutes. They're going to kick in the door. They're going to run in. They're going to go to your bedroom. They're going to grab your money, any jewelry. They're going to go to the kitchen because a lot of people actually hold high valuables in the freezer and other places. But they know where you keep your stuff, and they're going to be out in 5 minutes.
You said they hide the valuables in the freezer?
Believe it or not, a lot of people hide jewelry and valuables in the freezer. And, you know, pretty much every thief, if you've ever been robbed, you will notice that your refrigerator and freezer has been ransacked. Because that's where a lot of people...
Well, they'd be out of luck if they tried that with me. Number one, they wouldn't find any valuables. Number two, they wouldn't find any groceries, so...
there you go. But as far as the as alarm systems go, people need to understand that, you know, police are rarely going to respond to an alarm, you know, inside of 20 minutes. And that has no reflection on the police. It's just a matter of, you know, by the time the alarm actually goes off, by the time, you know, the alarm company calls the police, and by the time they can get to your house, assuming that they have nothing else going on, you know, 20 minutes have passed. So, you know, any decent thief is going to be in and out long before that the police get there. They know how much time they have. They're going to be in and out long before they get there.
What about dogs? What about animals? Anything else that could scare burglars away?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I tell people, just in terms of security, anything that you can do to make your house a less attractive target is going to be, you know, is good, and it's going to deter a thief. So if you have a dog, great, but don't think that your dog is actually going to stop a thief that's determined to get into your house.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I mean, thieves, you know, they can carry steak. We were on featured on a show called It Takes a Thief, and one of the things that they prided themselves on was, you know, getting around vicious dogs, whether the dog was vicious or not. And a lot of times they actually took the dog with them when they left the house.
And how so, do they do that?
They just, you know, you give a dog a steak, you know, you think your dog is vicious, you think your dog is this or that. You know, thieves have ways to make dogs their friend, or, you know, they just throw a steak in another room, shut the door, and then they go do what they need to do.
What about the lights? What about music that's left on? What about anything that indicates someone may be home? Or are thieves so brazen that they don't even care if you're there?
No, there's a few things that I tell people. If you're going away on vacation, you know, let me give you a few quick tips.
Right.
You know, to follow if you're going away on vacation or if you're not going to be at home.
All right.
One, don't tell everybody. Don't post it on Facebook. Don't post it on Twitter. Don't send your vacation photos, you know, post your vacation photos to Facebook while you're on vacation. You know, that's the easiest way to let someone know that you're not home. Hmm. So that's number one.
Wait till you're home.
Wait till you're home, absolutely. Two, tell a few key people, i.e. neighbors, so if they see anything, you know, suspicious, they can call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Three, always keep lights on outside of the house. Motion lights are best. Make sure that the exterior of your house is extremely well lit. Four, make sure that you have timers on your lights. So, you know, have the timer set for the time that you would normally be awake in your house and have it go off for the time that you would, you would likely go to bed. You know, a clear giveaway that you're not home is, one, the house is dark, and two, the house is all lit up because you're going to go to bed eventually, and if your lights aren't going off, then people know that you're not home. And three, you know, I think I might be on five, lock your windows. The easiest way to get into your house is just through an open window. Okay. These are not going to break windows to get into your house, but they will come in through an open window. A second floor window, it's easy to get a ladder to a second floor window that's open. So if you're going to go away, you know, just make sure your windows are locked and make sure that your house is, you know, is more secure than your neighbor's house.
What about your mail? Should you have someone pick up your mail so it doesn't pile up and fall out of the mailbox?
Absolutely. Stop your mail. Stop your newspapers. And again, tell one or two close people to you just to monitor, because a lot of times you will stop your mail or you will stop your newspaper and they will deliver it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that someone's going to go by and just make sure that that your mail has been stopped.
If someone is going to commit home invasions, I imagine they can look for opportune times to do that. And let's say it's a weekend and we know there's a big college football game in town, or there's an event that's going to have a lot of people away from their homes. I would guess that that's a pretty big advantage for someone who is predisposed to do this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things that thieves look for are patterns, right? So the vast majority of break-ins happen during the day when you're at work.
Okay.
A lot of people think they happen at night. They're either going to happen during the day when you're at work, or they're going to happen, you know, when you're on vacation. You know, the unfortunate thing is a lot more thieves now are starting to break in when you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
So the incidents of home invasion, you know, a burglary when you're at home are going way up. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, if you're at home, then you know where all your valuables are.
Mm.
Two, if you're at home, then chances are your alarm is not on, because most people do not arm their alarm system when they're in their house, you know, unless they're getting ready to go to bed. So if you're up, you're eating dinner, chances are that your alarm system is not armed. You know, if a thief is going to be worried about that, they know that it's not armed then.
Alan Young, CEO of Armor Concepts, sharing some very important information for us. In terms of, you mentioned thieves coming in, burglars coming in when you are actually home as opposed to waiting until you're gone. Are we finding people who want to grab and run, or we find a preponderance of armed robbers who would come in and want to hold you at gunpoint until you open the safe, so to speak?
The trend is toward the armed robber that is going to come in and hold you at gunpoint or knife point. They might tie your family up while they're doing what they need to do inside of your house.
All right. Now, you mentioned all of these things, which all make common sense, but if you are sitting at home watching television, someone kicks your door in, what's your defense?
Well, the main defense is to reinforce your door so that they can't kick them in.
Uh-huh.
You know, as I said, the vast majority of break-ins are through a kick-in. And what people have not realized is, you know, the easiest way to stop someone from coming into your house is to stop them from kicking your door in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some very simple, economical ways to do that. And they're not going to cost you a whole lot of money. They're not going to take a whole lot of time. But they will really be the best defense to someone coming into your house.
Mm-hmm. Don't put slippery substances on the porch so when they go to kick the door and they wind up falling on their keister,
right?
Right,
they fall down the stairs. So, I mean, we actually ended up getting started in business, and I you know, gained my knowledge of stopping people from breaking into houses because we were renovating houses. I mean, I'm not an ex-cop.
Okay.
I'm not a carpenter by trade. I'm actually an ex-banker. So I was renovating houses, and people kept kicking in the doors on our properties, and we simply needed to figure out a way to stop people from kicking in our doors and robbing our houses and stealing our pipes and everything else. So what we figured out was a way to easily, you know, repair damage on a kicked in door and or stop doors from being kicked in, you know, that can be easily installed and that will physically stop someone from coming in a house. And once we stop people from kicking in the doors, we realized they weren't breaking windows. They weren't doing all the other stuff that we expected them to do. They were just going somewhere else. And as I said, your job is not to make your house impenetrable, because there's nothing you can do to make your house impenetrable. Your job is to make your house more difficult to get into than your neighbor's house. and that sounds terrible, but, you know, there's too many easy targets. If someone's going to come and, you know, one of our solutions name is called Easy Armor, and if someone's going to come to your door and you have Easy Armor installed and they're going to kick the door for 15 minutes,
right?
You know, why are they going to risk getting caught when they can go to your neighbor's house that doesn't have it on there, kick the door in 10 seconds and be out and go get their next fix of meth or whatever they're trying to get?
It's like being chased by a tiger. You don't have to outrun the tiger. You just have to outrun the guy next to you.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, it's not about spending thousands of dollars fortifying your house. It's about spending a couple of hundred dollars on something that is very simple to use. You know, our Easy Armor solution, you know, is $69 and can be installed in a half an hour.
Alan, tell us where people can get more information on this. This is Armor, A-R-M-O-R, concepts.com.
Yeah.
Is that the best place to get more information?
Yeah, armorconcepts.com. Is the best place to go. We have some information on, you know, on helping prevent crimes and, you know, just on just economical, simple ways to, you know, secure the perimeter of your house and help keep people out.
Terrific. Alan, can we get back with you and talk to you again about this?
Absolutely. Anytime. Happy to do it. Really appreciate you guys having me on. And, you know, to all the listeners out there, like I said, just make your home more secure than your neighbor's home. And, you know, I promise you that they'll go somewhere else.
All
unless
right.
you have something that they really want, they'll go somewhere else.
The other thing you can do is tell people how great and easy your neighbor's home is to get into.
Alan,
thanks
right.
so much. I appreciate
Thank
it. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Cindy McElroy. We'll talk about the Alzheimer's Feel the Love Foundation coming up on Ebling and You.